Hey, you know the place, listeners. LD here. Joel and I recently learned that families actually listen to this podcast, like kids and their parents, and we think that's pretty cool. But on that note, we wanted to give you a heads up about this week's episode. Although it doesn't contain anything super graphic, it does have some conversations in it that are probably more appropriate for an older audience. So take a minute, check out what the title of this episode is, and then you make that decision for your family. I'll give you a minute. All right, here we go.
There's glow in the dark, you know, there's flavors, fuller fits, snugger fits, colors. Mm-hmm. So there's a nice variety to try. Mm-hmm. And I'm confident, you know, we have a condom that'll fit pretty much everybody.
Hello and welcome to You Know the Place, the show that explores all the local businesses, clubs, and pubs that you always pass by but never seem to visit. I'm Joel Wayne, and this is my co-host,
Lacey LD Daily.
I like that.
You're welcome.
Yeah. So, what's on the docket?
Ooh, it is up to me, and I'm spinning the wheel here in my head. Nice. Ozone. Yeah, I do not know what to expect. So Ozone is this little stucco building on Broadway.
I know where you're going. Yeah.
Yes, that I used to drive by a lot. Yeah. I think they sell condoms because there is also like a rubber rainbow condom logo on there mm-hmm. too. But also their sign says sensual health is our business.
Okay.
So I don't know if there's like a doctor who works there. It says like doctor trusted.
Yeah. Oh, you mean because it's talking specifically about health.
Yeah.
Right.
Sensual health.
Which
leads me to believe maybe it is not kind of the content alert porn shop that I thought it was.
Yeah. They call it, you know, it's like adult bookstore, but it's like, who's buying books at an adult bookstore? I don't know.
Yeah. And I mean, nominating this, if it is an adult bookstore, I'm still curious how those places stay in business mm-hmm. with the advent of the internet. But also, maybe it's not that. This whole sensual health thing, I'm curious to know if there's an expert there and what he or she might offer clients.
Sure. And this, too, we've had this on our list, like, from the get-go, right? There's been a couple of these ones like this where, this goes back, like a year and a half where we've had these, like, mm-hmm. what is that? And for some reason, we just haven't stopped by there. So,
yeah.
Okay. All right. So then what's your central concern then?
My central concern for this one, aside from what is it, because I do have assumptions of what it is, who goes there? It is on Broadway, and mm-hmm. I just happen to assume that anything on Broadway has to do with students. So, yeah, is it just this sex store that students go to?
Yeah, they're going to sell their jeans. They're going to H&R Block.
And then to get some condoms.
Yeah.
No, but really, who shops there? What's the clientele like? Because it's a small little place, but mm-hmm. a small little place still has bills to pay. And like, how many condoms do you have to sell to keep the lights on?
That's a really interesting question. That's, one of those equations that I don't know the answer to at this point. This is kind of amusing. I don't like, is it okay for me to bring
I know where you're
that
going
you're
with
nominating
this,
and...
It's a condom shop and I'm a lesbian?
Yeah.
That's fine. I nominated the Beardsmith and I do not grow facial
That's
hair.
That's a good point. Yeah, so, that is a good point. Yeah.
There is something actually for me, you know how I always have anxiety going into these places, knowing that there's just some part of me that can't participate. And that's what it felt like. Yeah, I'll nominate the Beardsmith because if we walk in, there's no way they can convince me to trim my beard. So same here. It's like,
so they're not going to talk you into
you
buying condoms. And you're like, no.
What am I going to do? Blow this up as a balloon?
Thanks, but no thanks. Yeah. All right. Should we go check it out?
Yeah. Pressure's really on you.
Oh.
Bring your wallet.
Okay.
Let's take a quick break and then maybe jet on over there.
That sounds good.
Okay.
Joel, what do a flat roof, a lot of natural light, and an affordable price tag all have in common?
They're all features of a mid-century home.
Wow, good guess.
Well, I do live in one.
Okay, but did you know there's a local business that specializes in selling, renovating, and restoring those perfect mid-bod homes in the Boise area?
I did not know that.
It's true. Mid-Century Homes by Monica Real Estate is the local connection to those affordable and stylish flat-roofed ramblers built in the 50s and 60s.
Neato. So if our listeners want to learn more about Mid-Century Homes?
I tell them to go visit mid-centuryhomes.com and make sure to mention that You Know the Place sent you.
I like it.
Just pulled up.
To Ozone. That's something I don't want to say in unison from here on out.
I know. It feels weird, doesn't it?
It does.
Ozone Condom Shop.
Just parked along Broadway here.
Yeah.
Not even sure if we should be parked here.
But I know. It doesn't feel. It feels weird to pull over, I feel like, right here. But that's how it is. And I think there is parking in the back, too.
Mm-hmm.
It's an odd building because it looks like a house.
Yeah,
like a
definitely.
White stucco house, you know?
With, like, pink trim,
mm-hmm.
a green roof, rainbow condoms
mm-hmm.
kind of sign on the building.
Yeah.
Which, so that's interesting. That's in conjunction or in conflict with the sign out front that says Ozone Sensual Health is our business.
I feel like it has been odd, though. Like, when you look it up, like, you see a bunch of different names, and I feel like we need to ask about that, too, because it feels like,
yeah.
like Rubber Rainbow,
yeah,
Ozone
yeah, yeah.
Condom Shop, and then sometimes there's an exclamation point in there.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I feel like a little shameful. Like...
Like, guilty? Like, we're...
When we get out of this car, I'm just going to do a double take to see if anybody I know is... Like, why... It's society that's done this
yeah,
to me.
It's like you want to park around the back of the Adam and Eve.
Yes.
Not in front.
Yes.
You know, you feel like a crazy person if you're the one parking in front.
Precisely.
And that's what we're doing.
All right.
Okay. Should we do it?
Let's go in.
All right.
Okay.
We walk in and meet Karen, who just happens to be the owner. So I start off by asking how long the business has been around.
Since February of 1998, so it's been a while.
Wow.
Yeah. I'm still here.
You are still here.
It's one of those places, too, I feel like, so driving by, too, it's like, it seems really incongruous. It's next to the gas station, and it's in the stucco
building.
Mm-hmm. Was it a house before?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, it was a house, and then my landlord's owned it since 1980, and then he painted it for me last year, and so. But it's just it's just about intimate wellness. I have a different take on it because this is all about health.
Yeah.
All about health, and no matter what your personal belief system is, we still want to keep our bodies healthy. You know, it's no different than going to the dentist or the food we eat. You know, to me, it's all part of the whole, the body, and. It's just about health.
Yeah.
You know, Americans have made it pretty naughty, and trying to move away from that conversation.
Yeah.
It's easier to have a conversation when it's directed at that this is about your health. Because I do a lot of referrals. I have a lot of doctors refer to me. I work a lot with women coming out of cancer care.
What is the referral?
Women coming out of cancer care,
yeah.
where lubrication's an issue,
uh-huh.
and not understanding what's happening to them. So I can share information about products so they can make a better decision because
mm-hmm.
there are better products for different conditions. They get it. This is about the health. You know, their job, if you think of a triangle, one point is the patient, one point is medical care, and the other point is aftercare. And there's a lot of us in aftercare that can support the doctor and the patient, but we all have to connect and be aware of one
sure,
another.
Sure.
So if we are, then the patient has to take charge of their own health, and they have to be willing to come here so I can share some information. So
yeah.
I know it's difficult for a lot of them, but once they get here, you know, I have about 30 seconds to help them feel comfortable, kind of rotate that conversation to health, and we have a great conversation, and, you know, at least they can talk about it now.
Karen next tells us a little about how the shop got its start.
So I opened up under the Rubber Rainbow name. And then...
that was the original name of it?
Right.
I took a picture outside and I was trying to figure out...
Yeah, it's still my corporate name, and,
oh, okay.
and there was such a hoopla about getting that sign put up there, so he doesn't want to take the Rubber Rainbow sign down. So it's just hanging up there. I never owned the Rubber Rainbow name. It's my corporate name. It's my legal name, but I never owned it. And so I also import condoms from Sweden for the U.S., and so I wanted to do that under my own name. So the Ozone's a DBA for that.
Oh, okay.
And then I did just start with condoms and a couple of bottles of lubricants and one book. Yep. And it's evolved
Those are the
from
seeds.
There. Yep. And it's evolved from there. And, you know, I always knew I had enough information to be able to help and be a resource for doctors, but I never knew how to explain that. And so that's been an evolution as well. And so once I started working with a gynecologist, oncologist down at Misty, they approached me for a better product and I was able to, took me 3 months, but I was able to find them something that this was 10 years ago, that they're still purchasing from me today. So it's just, somebody thinking outside of the box that there's better products than coming down through the pharmaceutical chains for women. Yeah. So they have to be engaged in their own health, and then I'll help them. If they are, I'll share everything I know, you know? So it's built up from that. That's where the reward is for me. Uh-huh. Yeah, to be able to, you know, when you know something, it's really simple. When you don't know something, it's really difficult. So to kind of simplify the conversation for them and bring it back to their health, and you know, then they have all sorts of things to say.
Mm-hmm. Sounds super intentional. I don't know what I was expecting coming in here, but it's I like your mission. But I wonder, with your proximity to campus, do you ever get, I don't know, just an interesting clientele or people who think you're something that you're not coming in?
I have a better high school clientele because they're welcome here. They're treated with respect. You know, anybody that walks through the door, we're all looking for information. I don't care how old you are. We're all still trying to figure it out, you know, and it's just, you respect the environment, I respect you, and I'll share information. The college kids, you know, when Jody Brawley was there, we worked really hard to get the condom machines in the dorms. And you guys have some great resources on campus. And, you know, so now there's a lot of places to get free condoms as well.
I asked Karen if people have any clue about the services she provides, or if they just assume it's like any other adult shop.
Actually, so in 2014, I put on my sign, it says, Doctor's Trusted Resource. And I did that after my experience with radiation. So I would go in, and the radiologist would want to talk to me about what was going on, and I'd want to talk to her about questions I had about, you know, patients that had been referred to me. And she just said, you need to take your message to the women. You know, how do you do that? How do you get around all these personal belief systems? Anyway, so that's my ode to her, and it's just, I felt like I probably have 50 medical professionals in the Valley that refer to me. So it had to be more than one to be true to me.
Yeah.
And
has that made a difference, you think?
It makes a difference to the people that need to see it.
Yeah.
So, because the majority of the people that are referred to me have never bought anything for intimacy anywhere. And so it's really a difficult journey for them. But pain gets our attention, because during cancer treatment, especially if you're young and you haven't been through menopause, they stop their production of estrogen. Female lubrication is a function of estrogen. So the focus is on the upper part of the body during treatment, and then when they want to go and connect with their partner and ground themselves, the lower part doesn't work because there's no lubrication. So then there's pain, and then it's a lack of understanding what's caused that pain, and there's just better lubricants. Probably 80% of the people I see, the women I see, it's a lubricant issue. You know, and even with condoms for young people, it's important to know that all condoms are rolled, put in the wrapper, then they squirt the lubricant in. So when you unroll any condom, the lubricant's on the top half of the condom and the bottom half is dry. And so I have doctors referring to me about, well, it must be the condoms you're using causing this irritation. So they send them here because they're not allergic to latex. And it's a lubrication issue, you know, and so I don't know any woman that can control that ability to lubricate, depending on where you are in your cycle, medications, not enough sleep, stress, anything can impact that ability to lubricate. So one day it might work really well, and the next day, not so good. And it's just, it's confusing. So I think if we have a better understanding how our bodies work, it's easier to make some decisions for ourselves.
Karen takes us through some of the many, many condoms she carries, which literally line the walls of the shop.
Different manufacturers, so... You know, and everyone's built differently. Everyone has different sensitivities. Everyone has a different partner. So you're looking for something that fits the male well, good sensitivity, and compatible with the partner. Those are the keys. And then you want to make sure it fits correctly, you know, because if a condom takes away your attention, other than you know you have it on. So if it's too tight at the base, too tight at the tip, you feel like it's going to slide off. Any of those things take away your attention, it's not a good fit. And there's other options. So sometimes it's just as simple as changing brands. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the microthins are more for a natural feel. Textures are more for female pleasure. There's glow-in-the-dark, you know, there's flavors, fuller fits, snugger fits, colors. Mm-hmm. So there's a nice variety to try. Mm-hmm. And I'm confident, you know, we have a condom that'll fit pretty much everybody.
For everyone, I
gotcha.
Yeah.
You know, but I think you can have a little fun, too, because it's not your normal just colored condom in a cello wrapper,
right. You
know. And there's a really major brand that uses industrial latex, and that's why it smells so bad, like smells like a hot hose. And because of that industrial latex mix, they're a lot rougher, a little more abrasive, especially where they're not lubricated. So as you can see, I only have one box of them. I don't typically carry them down there on the bottom. So yeah, this is the passion. So yeah, it's a little over 20 years, and it's just, I've evolved and it's evolved. The store's evolved to be kind of who I am and what I want to represent. Sure. And that is a health aspect of the whole thing.
Sure. So is it just you that...
Yes. Yep.
Just you?
Just me. And so when I, you know, the last employee I had was a student at BSU. She graduated and then she wanted to get married and needed to earn more money. So I just decided it's easier just to close the door and put a note on the door that I'm gone for a couple of days or on vacation or something than to worry about having somebody here. So that's just me. So noon to 7 every day, except for Sundays, noon to 5. And again, if I need to take a day off, I just put a note on the door. Yeah.
That's kind of
customers are, yeah, customers are really pretty good about it. You know, if I let the, if you give them information instead of just being closed and they don't know why, but if you give them information, they're really good about coming in and asking me about it when they come back. And then I always try and do something for them that made their return trip worth it, you know.
And I'm assuming, too, you have repeat, I mean, you've got a clientele. You have repeat customers who are coming in.
Yes. Yeah, and you picked up one of the business cards, and so we sign the card when you make the purchase, and when you get it filled up, we'll give you a free dozen.
Oh, okay.
It's rib for your pleasure, did you notice?
I was going to ask, actually, so that is...
Well, you have textured condoms, you got to have a textured card, right?
Inventive.
Then I decide, hey, we're in a condom shop, I probably need to buy some condoms, which Karen assures me I'm under no obligation to do.
If you use condoms, then it'd be a good idea to purchase some, but if you don't, you don't have to worry about it.
Well, I think that's the goal.
Okay.
Is to use them.
Yeah. Well, and they're really nice, too, for couples.
I'm married, but still.
Well, for couples, especially being married, I call them courtesy condoms, because we don't always want to, women don't always want to deal with the aftermath, and so they become courtesy condoms, or just, you know, out in the car somewhere, and so you can get bumped only, ribbed only, bumped and ribbed, and those are more for her pleasure, but it's going to depend on her sensitivities.
Mm-hmm. So Joel selects a few condoms.
Okay, let's do one glow in the dark.
Okay. 30 seconds under the light, it glows really well.
Do you put it on before you put it on?
You can
the
just
line?
Hold, either way.
Okay.
You can hold
before Karen tells us about some of the other products she carries.
Lubricant selection, massage products. I carry educational DVDs, personal massagers, gentlemen's products, games, some bachelorette items around the corner. So,
all right.
Yeah.
And then tells us how she responds to people who ask, so what do you do?
That, you know, so if I'm on an airplane and somebody says, oh, what do? You know, it's just, there's that moment where I have to think about, I don't want to offend this person. But I just say I have an intimate wellness store, and they go, okay, great. What is that? You know, what is that?
Because intimate wellness isn't a term that they necessarily,
know. But that's the way I think of it. And so then we can have a conversation about what I do, you know, because I'm not into shocking people. I'm not into, you know, I don't think we have to show a lot of flesh. I don't think we have to be all pierced and tattooed up. Not that I'm opposed to that. But it's just a different environment, you know, and my language is really important, and, you know, I'd like to think that it is a non-threatening environment, because there's not things that are just so in your face that offend people, and it's a really fine balance, and it's just, but society's made it so naughty, and it's caused a lot of difficulties and a lot of baggage.
Absolutely.
Mostly for women, you know, but I'm a firm believer that we all have a sexual script. And again, from the time we're born to the time we die, and the things we see our parents do are influence our moral and ethical beliefs of the parents, what we see on the playground, what we read in a book, or what we see in a movie or on TV, anything regarding sex, you know, or maybe let's say you saw your little brother, or you have a bigger brother, and your dad's kissing your mom's ear, and your brother's going, they're making a baby, or women, you know, they see a movie or read a book where all the fireworks go off, and they hold that in their sexual script and think they're broken if they don't have that experience. And so what I try and share with them is that you can edit your script. You can take out what doesn't work for you or what you think you're holding on to. Like, we always have to have sex with the lights off. That's something from before that you're holding on to. And now, as an adult, you can edit the script and put in what does work for you, because that's somebody else's stuff.
Last, Karen tells us about the unlikely lifespan of her shop and the support she's received from the community.
It took me 3 years to get a location because nobody wanted to rent to me because they were afraid of what it was, you know, we're gonna have pimps and prostitutes at the front door and I won't have it. And so it's just, I suppose it's my own stubbornness, and I don't quit. You know, there's always another way to figure it out. And that's got me to this point. So I look back at some of those places that wouldn't rent to me and who they rented to, and those places aren't in business anymore. You know, and I'm lucky that the community has supported what I do. in the medical community as well. So
we thank Karen for her time and head out to the car to debrief.
All right.
I feel like I just went to school.
Yeah, it was a learning experience for sure. I mean, I think we inevitably, like, we went in and we thought, like, the first thing, you know, the thing that we were going to talk about was, like, her assuring us that this was not a sex shop,
right,
or a porn shop or whatever it was. But we didn't really have that conversation. It kind of, like, skirted around that mm-hmm. conversation.
Which then just made me feel bad for ever worrying about that.
Right, for making that assumption
yeah.
or something.
Shame
right.
on me. But there also, when we were leaving, there was a very young man in there, like maybe mm-hmm. a high schooler or college kid who looked probably more nervous than we looked
yeah.
showing up.
Yeah, for sure. And didn't, you know, then you wonder too, it's like we didn't get a chance to talk to him. We weren't going to, you know, go up and bombard him with
yeah.
shotgun mic, why are you here or something. But, you know, you wanted to know what were his expectations too.
Yeah.
You know, especially because, you know, she talks about it. It's such a resource. And so I would assume that a lot of people going in, they know what they're
yeah.
what they're walking into.
Yeah, so. I think that's what we established today.
Yeah.
But still, yeah, getting walk-ins that she immediately makes you feel warm and welcome and not creepy
yeah.
or weird. So
it's definitely a labor of love for Karen, yeah.
Definitely.
Should we head back?
Should we take a break and then head back?
Yeah, let's do that.
Okay.
LD, do you know what's going on with the removal of the Karcher overpass between Nampa and Caldwell?
Yeah, the Idaho Transportation Department is replacing the overpass to allow additional lanes to be built on I-84.
So that's like common knowledge?
Yep.
Where are you reading this from?
I'm not reading anything. I just learned it from ITD's new podcast, Drive Idaho.
I did not know that existed.
Yeah, no kidding. Drive Idaho is a podcast devoted to providing news and information about road projects right here in the Treasure Valley.
So where do I find this podcast?
Oh, you know, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, pretty much wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, I'm subscribing right now.
It's about time.
Okay, back in the studio, post Ozone, the condom shop, the trusted resource.
For intimate wellness.
Yeah.
I learned a lot.
Yeah, I did too. I think first off, right, it is not what either of us expected. I don't know if we had really specific expectations going in, and I think we were kind of trying to kind of pin Karen down on some of those,
mm-hmm.
like people's expectations. I think we kept revolving around
yeah.
the words sex shop or porn shop or adult bookstore, and they were never quite said.
No.
But we kind of established what it was. To me, so initial impressions here. I'm just going to talk way too much, I guess. I think this is a great example of a place and a person that saw this gap between doctors and patients continuing care, particularly after cancer treatment, and decided that needed to be filled. And I love that.
Yeah. This is the first episode where, because not every episode do I go into there expecting something or assuming I know what's going on in there.
Mm-hmm.
This one I kind of did. Even though I kept trying to go in there with an open mind, I just kept thinking certain things. So this is the first episode where I come out not doing a complete 180, but I'm better served because I went in there. It is
yeah.
absolutely not what I thought it was.
Right.
And I don't think I would have ever known that had we
yeah.
not gone in.
It's a resource center that looks like a condom shop. It's a front for information and empowerment.
Well, that's not useful. But you
know
what?
That's a positive front.
And also just more on Karen as a business owner.
Yeah.
She is a very serious lady.
Mm-hmm.
At first when we were talking to her, I was like, oh man, is this going to be too much like a formal interview? Are people not going to be able to connect with this?
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're not even saying condom yet. And we're like, we've been here for 25 minutes. But
yeah.
I think that she has an important role in the community and in the health community here,
mm-hmm.
and she's respected by doctors and clients alike, and I'm grateful for getting to know her.
Yeah, I agree.
And this
I
is coming from
agree.
Somebody who doesn't need condoms.
Good point. That's
yeah.
true. We went into it kind of knowing that. I had to sample, I guess.
I want to ask about the glow-in-the-dark one, but I guess I'll just... I'll wait. I'll buy you a beer.
Thank you. What about your central concern?
The central concern goes into that, goes into my kind of surprise at what it is and what it isn't, because my central concern was who goes here. Of course, I'm thinking it's like college kids or, you know, people looking for funny gag gifts. But it is the absolute opposite of that.
Right.
It is people, and oftentimes women, it seems, who have been referred to Karen by doctors. The fact that women, you know, are going here seeking help in order to, you know, enjoy an intimate part of their lives, and just what a resource Karen is.
Mm-hmm.
Even just hearing her selling condoms to you, somebody who's just kind of coming at it from a different angle, and all the things that she knew and the information she had to offer, none of it was funny to her.
Yeah.
It was very serious.
Yeah.
And it was, we're kind of like laughing, like, huh, we feel like we should probably buy some condoms. She's like, don't do it if you're not going to use them.
Right. Like, exactly.
She was probably more serious than my health teachers in high school, even.
Right. Well, and that kind of goes into my kind of final takeaway. I don't think a place like this would stay in business if Karen didn't totally believe in what she's doing and what she's providing. They've been there for a long, long time. And so I think it's that seriousness that has allowed this place to have, I don't want to use the term staying power, but it has the staying power that it does. I don't think it would still be there.
Well, she has a reputation in the community, and it is one that is respected and earned, frankly.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not to say that she is going to turn away anybody who comes in there assuming otherwise, like maybe we did. But we certainly left there feeling like we'd been not necessarily righted or corrected, but with a deeper understanding of what she's doing there in that place of business.
Okay, the last thing I will say, too.
You can buy penis mac and cheese.
This is where I was going. I was going to say, we were talking about how she's so serious about what she's doing. But there is penis-shaped pasta.
Yeah.
Mac and cheese. Yeah. So there is a little bit of, there's some novelty stuff there too. I think she treats it very seriously what she does, but she still has like kind of some room for that stuff in there too.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
You Know the Place is a podcast brought to you by Boise State Public Radio. Our music is James Dean Kendall and the Eastern Oregon Playboys. Our website is youknowtheplacepodcast.com. You can find us on Facebook and Instagram at You Know the Place. And we'll see you next week.